never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Happy Friday. Come on in. Got a weekend just about here. I was so tired last week. I was out riding the motorcycle. It was bike week in Daytona Beach. Out of the Broken Spoke Saloon for about 4 hours. What a nice place that is. In a biker kind of way. I guess you got to be a biker to get that, right? So today, some motivational laws you shouldn't break. And if you're smart, you'll pay attention to them. This is basic stuff. It's 101 in personal growth. I'm not going to give you anything brand new today. Nothing original. This is just stuff that works. You good with that? All right, well, hang on for the ride. We'll do that. There's 10 of them. We'll count them down, number 10 to number 1. And there's one in there that you'll find more important than I have deemed it, but that's all on you, not on me. It is a daily boost from motivationandmove.com, the positive boost you need every single day since 2006, episode 4,790, counting down to 5,000 episodes, which should happen right around Christmas time-ish, a day or two here or there. And then who knows? People saying, what are you going to do? How can I get through my day without the Daily Boost? I promise you there's going to be a podcast, and it may be the Daily Boost in a kind of a different format. We'll see. I'm working on the groove there. We'll figure it out. You know, that's the thing about getting what you want in life. Have you ever noticed that sometimes you don't know what you want? I mean, you know, you want something different, and you kind of know the direction to go. You knew change had to happen, but you don't quite know what it's going to be. I say pull the train out of the station and see where it goes. It works. How are you? My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationandmove.com. We had a great event yesterday, my Face Your Passion workshop event that I did. We had some glitches at 11 a.m. because all hell breaks loose when you first do it. And it did. And a lot of you tried to get in. We had this real fancy system that just didn't work for a lot of you all. Well, we got it fixed a little bit later on, so 7 o'clock, a lot of folks showed up for that. We'll send out the replay too, and I'm sorry it happens, but you know, tech is what it is. Everything's connected these days, and it doesn't always work. It just sometimes just, you know, it just doesn't work. So anyway, I had a great time and got the new program launched. Everything was really awesome yesterday. So thanks for coming if you did. If not, we'll see you again there soon. We'll do it again. All right, it's Friday. Always asking the question, how do I want to feel? How do you want to feel? This is the most important question in the world to me. I ask it every single day, and it's amazing. Every single day, I get a different answer. Like today, I just want to feel energized. Got a lot going on today. I want to feel energized, upbeat. I want to have the adrenaline out of my system from everything we've been working on for the past couple of weeks. I want it gone. Weekend is coming. Probably be replaced by a bottle of wine or something like that, but that's what I want. How do you want to feel? So this is your homework for this Friday. At the end of the show, I want you just to sit back, take 60 seconds, be quiet, and ask yourself how you want to feel. Be surprised what's going to happen. Okay, let's get to it. Some motivational laws that you should not break. You should do all the time. You should pay attention to this. They're basic, specific actions, thoughts, feelings revealed in the truth I'm going to give you today. Now, I've done these before. This is actually the original webinar for the original Face Your Passion that goes back to 2010. I extracted it from here. I made a daily boost out of it. And I found it today in all the work I was doing on Face Your Passion 2.0. I thought, man, this is still good stuff, which is not in the new program. So you're getting it today as a podcast. Number 10, purpose and passion come from clarity of thought. That's it. So when you get clear, you get passionate. I know, but Scott, if I were clear, I mean, that's the problem. I know it always is. It always is. Most of what I end up doing is help clarify things. So that is how it works. Purpose and passion come from clarity of thought. Number 9, purpose and passion begin with acceptance. We were on the webinar a little bit earlier today, and we were talking about killing your darlings. It's a writing term, meaning if there's something that you love too much and something you're trying to write, you need to kill it, get rid of it. Well, it's kind of the same thing with everything that's going on around you. A lot of the reason you're not doing exactly what you want to do is because you haven't accepted that you want to do it and you're going to go after it. When it finally hits you in the face that I am what I am, this is what I'm thinking, evidently this is what I want to do, then you go someplace. Then you start moving. As long as you deny it or not accept it, it's not going to happen. Number 8, faith and courage, power transformation. Talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Faith and courage, they kind of go hand in hand, and they're kind of opposites when you think about it. I don't care what you're doing in this world, and it's a scary world we live in, depending on the day and where you are. You have to have tremendous faith just to get out of bed sometimes. And once you get out of bed, you got to have courage. I walk with faith all the time. I do. I cannot tell you how many times I just kind of put it out there and say, all right, let's go. I'm going to have faith. We're going to get it done. And I just do it all the time. Number 7, the secret lies within you. You've heard that before, but it's true. Remember back in the day, they had the bracelets, WWJD. What would Jesus do? They were really popular for a while there. I don't know what happened to them. It's like the POW bracelets we had for so many years, right? They all went away. What would Scott do? What would you do? I can tell you, you will always be most successful when you get away from the agenda and the propaganda and the opinions of other people. Just pull back and say, okay, what would I do? I trust myself. If you don't, you got to work on that. But if you trust yourself to do it the way you're going to do it, you're going to be fine. I talked to a friend today about the presentation that I did today. We did it workshop style. So I was talking to you and coaching, going back and forth and really kind of rapid fire and having a good time with that. And he watched another guy doing one today that was just him talking to the camera. And he said, man, they were so different. Yeah, they were both good. He said, you just chose your style. I said, yeah, that's it. The secret lies within you. You choose where your power, where your superpower is, and you do that. And leave everything else alone. Who cares?
So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's HIMS.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Number 6, some doors must close before others open. Goes right in the face of advice that so many people give you. I'm not sure it happens too much anymore, but I know it did when I was a kid. You don't want to close a door before you open another one. BS. Close the door. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times I should slam the door and get out of there. You know, sometimes you're in relationships or jobs, things like that. It's nefarious at best. Sometimes you got to close that door. It's going to be okay. Some of y'all got lucky back in the pandemic. Remember that? The door closed. Boom. You got to go home and work. Hey, gonna grow a beard, not ever gonna come back to the office. You got lucky. You did. Because you didn't make the choice to free up your life. You didn't make a choice to close the door and not commute anymore. You got lucky, it got handed to you. And you liked it. It's changing now, isn't it? So as they draw you back to work, are you gonna make that choice? Slam the doors and do what you want to do? There's a thought. Strong values create strong passions. The more you understand your inner guiding values, who you are, how you operate, how you roll, what are your principles, them's fighting words there, buckaroo. Principles. The more you understand that, the more passions you will have, the stronger you will be. You'll be adamant in it. There are certain things you come to me on, you want to have a conversation with me, great. You want to challenge me, it's okay, I don't see it as a challenge. I have very, very, very strong values. I know what they are, I know where I stand, and because of that, I'm very passionate about what I do. Number 4, goals are the heartbeat of your life. Heartbeat of your life. What do I mean by that? I haven't talked about it for a while. I mean that goals are a tangible expression of what you feel on the inside. It's the stuff you do every day. So you can have values, you can have an identity, a belief system, the whole thing. But when you have a goal that you get excited about, and then you get out of bed, and every single day, the things you do are working toward that goal. Heartbeat, heartbeat, heartbeat. It makes you feel alive. If you don't feel alive, if you feel like your life is just paused, you're not working toward something. You got to find the thing to work toward. Goals are the heartbeat of your life. Number 3, emotions plus logic equal change. You're an emotional creature. Admit it. I don't care. Listen, half the classmates I went to up in Virginia, I grew up in Manassas, Virginia. Half my classmates ended up going down to D.C. becoming bureaucrats because that's where the big money was and they lived out in the suburbs. And I'd go back to class reunions. They don't got no emotions. I'm just going to say it like this. They have no emotions. What? You're boring stiffs. They're working the bureaucracy of D.C. for their entire life. But down deep they do. Oh, yeah, because I saw them at these reunions. They'd be stiff as a board until they got a glass of wine or two in them. Then, boom, the emotions came out. And sometimes it really came out late in the night. You know what I'm talking about, right? You're an emotional person. We all are, first and foremost. We're also logical people. We lead with both. Sometimes when I'm in presentation mode, when I'm in sales mode, things like that, I know to sell to emotions. But I also know to come back to the logical people because they're not going to bite on emotion. They're going to wait for me to explain it for them, and then they'll come in. So we're all emotional, we're all logical, but it is emotion plus logic, and that's how you get the change you want in your life. You figure that one out yet? That's kind of cool. All right, two more to go here. Momentum is the result of planning. You know, I've talked about this for a very long time, and I remember putting it in this Face Your Passion years and years ago. And what I recall was that once I had the goal and I wanted to get in momentum, because you want to be in momentum, because not being in momentum just sucks. Because you're trying to get going and you can't if you keep stopping. And sorry, I was watching a girl at the gym yesterday pushing one of the sleds. Have you seen the sleds on the turf? It's like a CrossFit football player sled kind of thing. And she was up there pushing the sled, and I was just watching. I didn't say a word. I was like 50 feet away. And she had no momentum. Every step was, ugh. In other words, the sled would stop, that she'd have to push it again and get it going again. And it would stop and push it again. That's no way to work out. Just not. When you plan what you're going to do, if she had sat down and said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to lead forward, push you into it, keep my arms nice and bent. When you keep your arms bent, by the way, it puts more stress on your upper body, makes it harder. You stretch them out, it's easier. When you plan what you're going to do, you lean into it, you build that momentum, you keep it going. Momentum is the result of planning what you're going to do. If it's school, if it's relationships, if it's at the gym. You get it when you plan. Are we already down to one now? Seriously? And I'm on Facebook today, too, and people are chatting at me while I'm doing this. What's that? Brilliant. Discovered him 6 months ago. Listen every day. Cool. You're so awesome. Don't distract me with chat, all right? Don't do that. Everything happens when something happens. I know it's crazy simple, but I like simple because simple works is the ultimate form of sophistication. If you keep things simple, you get stuff done. You keep things complicated, you don't get stuff done. Have you figured that out yet? If you want to get stuff done, don't get complicated. Everything happens when something happens. So make something happen. If it's goal-directed, goal-oriented, you're far better off because now you're moving with passion in the direction of something you want. Then you got momentum. Then you got awesomeness. And you are awesome. Speaking of Facebook, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Get on over there. And if you have not got the replay of my workshop I did, just go to faceyourpassion.com. There's a place you can see the replay. Just go over there.
Keep moving. Gotta get